Well, I told you that my grandfather was lost in the gold rush. And my grandmother died when my father was only 7. That's on my daddy's side.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was when my father then was taken from Arkansas to Tennessee. I told you about a while ago, didn't I?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know whether you have that or not, but...
Yes, ma'am.
He was taken, and that's when he had that saddle, had him some kind of cloth across that mule's back or pony's back, I don't know.
Right.
I know that what he rode from Fayetteville, Arkansas, to South Texas, Brenham, I know that was his museum. I've heard him tell that too many times. But now, what his pony or mule was from Arkansas when he's just a little boy, being taken to Tennessee to be reared, now what kind that was, I don't know. But I've heard him tell about, and I know I thought that was terrible, to throw a rope over a mule's back and make some loops in the end of it to be the stirrups for the little boys. Because that was all the stirrup they had, was that loop. Now, poor little fellows, I don't know why their feet weren't wore out before they got from Arkansas. Could you get one to start out now that way?
I doubt it, seriously.
He wouldn't start. He wouldn't start. I said he wouldn't start.
Yes, ma'am.
But we lived through. My father lived to be 83. My mother, 81. I am now older than any of my immediate family. But I'm not... as old, I'd have been a centenarian if I hadn't fallen and broken each hip. I've had the ball broken off. I'm giving my little history now, little broken off in each hip, right at the neck. You know, this long bone is the femur.
Yes, ma'am.
And we know how our bones are made, with that ball into that socket. And that ball in each hip was broken off, 3 years apart, but identical breaks.
Goodness.
And I had the surgery done here, but it wasn't a success. It was the best that could be done here then. But a pain. Oh, it hurt every step of the way I worked, every step. And finally, my husband and I then, in our travels, we met when we were at the Natural Bridge in Virginia. We met with a naval officer that he became interested in me. He could see how I was having to walk. And he told me that if I would go to a certain surgeon in Boston, Massachusetts, that he could help me. And I came back here, and I went to my surgeon here in Greenville and told him. And this surgeon in Boston, Massachusetts, was Otto. So when I told my surgeon here in Greenville, I'd only broken one hip then. Follow me. I told him about it. He says, no, Otto doesn't know any more than I do and many other surgeons in the United States, but I've just been to Houston and there's a Mr. John. Do you know why I call an English surgeon Mr.?